Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Pei Tes. We are 6 lines from the top of daf Pei Tes Omid Aleph Tonu Rabbana. Today's daf is being learned as a schus for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanesunu Batzoru Vashifu. So yesterday we began a new sugya. The Mishnah on the bottom of daf Pei Zayin Omid Aleph, which discusses a rather obscure halacha, 2 psukim tucked away in the middle of Parshas Kisetze. The pasuk says, "Ki savay bekerim reyecha." If you're going to enter the vineyard of your friend, "Va'achalta anovim kenafshu savecha," you have a right to take grapes and you can eat literally to your heart's desire. However, "Ve'el kel yichaloi siting," don't put it into your keli, don't take it to go. The next pasuk, "Ki savay bekamas reyecha." If you're going to enter the kama, you're going to enter the field where your friend has tefuah, you have a right to remove some of the wheat with your hand. However, the chermesh loisanif al kamas reyecha, but you're not allowed to take a sickle. You can't take one of these big fancy kelim and cut off a whole bunch of wheat in one shot. In the simple reading of these psukim, it would almost seem that a person has a right to enter his friend's field, whether it's a vineyard, whether it's a kama, and go take whatever it is he wants, albeit you have to stay there. You can't overdo it. Stating that, Chazal and Teresh Bapeh said that, of course, that's not what's happening in these psukim. The psukim are talking specifically about a poyel, somebody that was working for somebody in that person's care. Somebody was working for somebody in that person's kama. And the Torah says that a poyel has certain rights. Being that this person is engaged right now in the oichel of the balabayas, so the Torah said that if he wants to eat a little bit of that food while he's engaged in this malacha, that's something he's going to be allowed to do. Yesterday we spoke out, Rabbeinu Bechaya says that the time of the Kra is Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara, Dibra Torah Keneged HaNefesh HaMesava. It's so difficult sometimes for a person to overcome the taiva of achiva, and it was understood that if you don't let this person eat beheter, he's going to end up eating beisser. So even though there's no real rationale to have such a halacha, mechatesi, because I'm working in your field, that gives me a right to munch on your food. But the Torah understood that you may end up doing it beisser, and it's for that reason the Torah said we prefer and we're going to allow you lechatchila to go ahead and do it beheter. So the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph mentioned this halacha and some of the prate halacha. And what the Mishnah said was as follows, that this halacha is in effect if you could check off the following 3 boxes. Number 1, it has to be gedulei karka. Meaning, in the pasuk itself, it's talking about gedulei karka. In fact, it's talking about specific types of gedulei karka. It's talking about a keren, it's talking about a kama. But Chazal said that it's not only true for keren and a kama, this is true for all gedulei karka. Additionally, in the event that this item that this poel is working with is already holding by the Gemara Malacha, however, it's attached, so the Malacha that you're doing right now is really the last thing that's going to be done to it while it's attached. For example, you're harvesting, so then the halacha is going to be in effect. If, however, you're working with the tefuah, that's mechuber, but you're not holding yet by the Gemara Malacha. For example, you're weeding out some of the bad plants that are inside this kerem, so then the halacha would not allow you to go ahead and eat. Additionally, in the event that it was tolosh, if it was already detached, so then the halacha is the other way. Then, to the extent that it was already nigmar malachtoi, such as in the laws of Trumas of Mises, we would say it's already Tevel Midei Raisa, Yichayv and Trumas of Mises Midei Raisa. At that point, you wouldn't be able to eat from it anymore. If it wasn't Nigmar Malachta yet, that's when you'd be allowed to eat it. So in short, this halacha is true for anything that grows. A. B. This halacha, in the event that you're working with something that's Mechuber, is true only if it was already Nigmar Malachta, and what you're doing is the Makkah B'Patish. C, in the event that it's tolush, then it's just the opposite. Then this halach is going to be in effect in the event that it is not nigmar malachta. Once, however, it's nigmar malachta, at that point already, this halach is not going to be true. Now, how do we know all this? So that was really the avoida of the last half and a half, where the Gemara went through fashid and adrashas to get to how it is we know everything that was said very simply in the Mishnah. Another thing that we saw in the last half and a half was that this parish in the Torah has a shaykhis to another parish in the Torah, and that is loisachsoim shor b'dishay. So we're going to talk a lot more about loisachsoim shor b'dishay in the next few dafen. But the lav of leisachsam shar bedishoy simply means that if somebody has a shar, and this shar is threshing in the field, you're not allowed to put a muzzle on the mouth of the shar, meaning you have to allow the shar to eat. And the Gemara said that really these two halachas are very much the same. The idea that you have to let your poyel eat, and the idea that you have to let your shar eat, are one and the same. Ad kidei kach, the Gemara said that there's actually a hekesh, a real drasha that's used to teach me halachas, where we're makish the halachas of the payel as it relates to this parsha, and the halachas of the shar as it relates to this parsha. Where was it manifest? So we'd have to chazer over the last half and a half to identify the prat. But again, we're keeping this introduction very high level, and that is that this parsha in the Torah of Kisave Bekerim Reyecha Vechule has a shaychus to the loisase in the Torah of Loisachsoim Shar Bedishai. Either way, with that introduction and with that segue, we begin today's daf, which is very much going to pick up on this halacha. Tanu Rabban, Abraisa, Daish. It says in the Torah, Daish. Now, really doesn't say in the Torah, Daish. What it says is, Loisach Soim Shar Bedishai. But the example that the Torah uses for this halacha as relates to the Shar was Dishai. So Chazal said, Ma Daish Miyuchad Davashe Gedulei Karka, just like Daish. When a shar threshes, what does he thresh? Something that grew from the ground. And it's then that upayol oichobay, that a poyol is allowed to eat from it. Now let's just pause for 1 second. This pasuk of Leisachsim Shar Bedishai is not really talking about the rights that a poyol has. This pasuk is talking about the rights that a shar has, stating that, based on the hekdesh that we mentioned, that anything that's true for the shar, with few exceptions, is true for the poyol, and everything that's true for the poyol, with few exceptions, is true for the shar. So if it says daish as it relates to the shar's rights, then really it's as if the Torah said daish as it relates to the poyol's rights. So again, daish is miyuchad, that it's dover shegidulei karka, and the poyol is allowed to eat from it afkol. Shegidulei karka, poyol oichavoy. So too, the only time a poyol will ever be allowed to eat is if it's something that's gedulei karka, as opposed to what? Yotza hachoylev. It's coming to exclude someone that's milking a cow, v'amechabetz, or if somebody puts milk into the keba of an egetvelo of Mesechtes Avodah Zarah fame, v'amegaben, or if somebody is making cheese, she'en gedulei karka, being that he's not dealing with gedulei karka, you're milking an animal that's not doing melacha with gedulei karka, v'en poyol oichavoy, and there the halacha will be that a poyol's not allowed to eat. So from the fact that the Torah said loisachsim shor bedishai, it doesn't just say loisachsim shor when it's doing malacha, bedishai. So what do we learn from the word dishai? What do we learn from the word daish? That it has to be a davar shegedulei karka. And from there I know that sai regarding the shor and sai regarding the poil, the only time this halacha is going to be true is if it's gedulei karka. Fake the Gemara Kasha, if you're holding cheshbin from the last half and a half, lamali, why do I need a drusha of daish to tell me that the only time the poil is allowed to eat is if it's gedulei karka? Michi savai bikerim rei echo nafka. I know this already from the ikka parsha poil, right? The Torah gave two examples of poil. One was Kerem Reyecha, the other one was Kamas Reyecha. Hatzad Ashava Shabahen is it's Gedulei Karka. So I have to come on to Leisachsim Shar Bedishai and the hekesh between the poil and the shar to notice halacha. I know it Mineu Bey from the Iker Parsha of the poil. So the Gemara says, it's Rechin Yir. Because I mean, I would have thought, Holy Stiv Kama, the Rabbi's Kobali Kama, being that we saw again in the last half and a half that the Torah wrote the word Kama, Tzemeshtemol, Tzemtzveitemol, to tell me that it's not only a Kerem and it's not only a Kama, but Kobali Kama, anything with height is included in this halacha. So I would have thought that the Rabbi's Nami midi the lab Gedulei Karka. And maybe the word Kama could be Marbi, even something that's not Gedulei Karka. Kamash Maman, that's why I need Daesh. Meaning it's true. In the Tchilas HaSugya, we thought that we had the Makar, how you know that this halacha of poil is only true for gedulei karka? Just read the psukim in the Torah. Hatzad ashava shavahen is it's gedulei karka. But at the end of the sugya says the Gemara, where we were marba all gedulei karka from the word kama. Kama is inclusive to teach me all gedulei karka. So taina is the Gemara. How do you know to stop being marba only gedulei karka from kama? Maybe being marba from kama even things that are not gedulei karka. That's why I need daish to teach me that even noch kama, it's still only going to be true for gedulei karka. Tanya yidach, another braisa. Daish, again, it says loisachsim shor bedishai, ma daish miyuchad dovah shebashask, mar malacha poyol oichoboy. Just like daish is miyuchad, how so? That it's something that the shor does b'shask mar malacha, meaning it was already talush. So in terms of the melacha that was going to be done to this tfuah while it was attached to the ground, reviewing it already as the Shas Gemar Melacha. And it's then that the Torah says, Lo Yisachsim Shar B'Tisha, which means, via the Hekesh, it's there that the Torah says that the poil is allowed to eat. Av Kol Shu B'Shas Gemar Melacha Poil Oichel Boi. So too, we learn from there that the only time a poil is ever allowed to eat is if it's Shas Gemar Melacha. What's it coming to exclude? Yotzer HaMenachesh B'Shumim U'Bevtzalim, as opposed to someone that's weeding out bad things that grow amongst the garlic and onions, Hoil the Gemar Melacha, being that the Avoida of Menachesh, of weeding, is not the Gemar Melacha. It's for that reason the poil is not going to be allowed to eat. So another drasha, another halacha that we learn from the word dayish. Same drasha, it's another halacha. And that is dayish, when the shor is involved in dishay, it's already noch all the malachis that were done when it's mechubar. So we learn from beer that the only time you are going to be allowed to eat as a poil when it's mechubar is if it's the shas gemar malach. Says the Gemara, Lomali, why do I need this drasha to teach me this halach? Again, for holding cheshbon from the last staff and a half, we already have a makar. The Torah says, regarding the person that enters the Karen, and the Torah says the poil is allowed to eat, but you're not allowed to put in your keli. And what did we see already in yesterday's daf? Rashi brought it right in the beginning of the Gemara, on the top of Pezayin number this, that it's clearly talking about someone that's already holding by harvesting. Because what are we saying? Don't put it into your keli. If there's months to go before the Gemar Malacha, then Keli Mandachar Shmei. Elamai, we're talking about where it's already the Shas Gemar Malacha. We're talking about where you're already holding by harvesting. So I already know that it has to be Dafke B'Shas Gemar Malacha. So the Gemara says, Leitzricha. No, there is a Chiddish. The Afal Gafta Kamashlev Ktini Mibene Alimi. What would be if somebody was pulling out small onions from large onions? So Rashi says that these small onions that the person's pulling out, the reason he's pulling them out is not because they're weeds. They're not bad. You can actually eat them right now. However, they're never going to vaxoise. They're never going to grow. And because they're never going to grow, so it's for that reason, all it's doing is getting in the way of all the other things that are going to grow. And it's for that reason, this person would go and he would pluck it out. Now, when he pulls out these ketini, what does he do with them? Puts them into his keli, right? Weeds, what do you do with them? You get rid of them. But when you pull out these ketini, you put it in your keli. So if the only way I know that you need Gemar Malacha is from Vel Keli Chalei Sitein, so I would have thought in this case, it stems with Vel Keli Chalei Sitein. Because what are you doing? You're taking things out of the ground and you're putting it into your keli. Kamash Malon, there's a din, it has to be B'Shas Gemar Malacha. And at the end of the day, what you're doing is weeding your field. And therefore, it's not called the Gemar Malacha. And just to be clear, even though Klapi, the Ketini, really is a Gemar Malacha, because you're pulling it out of the ground, you're not going to do anything with it anymore when it's Mechuber. But we look at the definition of Gemar Malacha, not Kefi, this Ketini, we look at it Kefi, the field, because this is buckled to the field. And Klapi, the field, it's not the Shas Gemar Malacha, and therefore, you would not have the right to eat. It's this academic case, this specific nafkamina that I need a Daesh to teach me, that even though it stems with the criteria of Elkel Chalaisit, Abulamaisa, it's not the Gemar Malacha, it's not Dumiya to Disha. A third brisa, Daesh. Again, it says in the Torah, Leisachsim Shabbat Disha, we learn from here, Ma Daesh, from Yuchid, Dover, Shiloi Nigmara, Melachtoi, Lemaiser. Daesh is something that was not Nigmara, Melachtoi, Lemaiser. So again, this is a little tricky because we're using the word Gemar Malacha with two definitions. There's the Gemar Malacha when it's Mechuber, and then there's the Gemar Malacha when it's Talush. The Gemar Malacha when it's Mechuber is the last Malacha you're going to do while it's attached to the ground. The Gemar Malacha of Talush is the Gemar Malacha as it relates to being Koveit with regards to the Chiyuv of Trumas Ma'aser, something we spoke a lot about in the previous stuff. The point is that Dishoy, the Daesh, it's completely detached. So from the Mechuber Gemar Malacha perspective, it's already Nigmar Malachtoi, but it's not chayiv yet in Maestris. Why not? Because a lot of work to do. And being that it's not chayiv yet in Maestris, so klapi tolosh, klapi chiv Maestris, it's not considered Gemar Malacha. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, we learn from here that the only time the poil is ever allowed to eat is if it's not Nigmar Malachtoi Lameiser. Av Koshle Nigmar Malachtoi Lameiser Poil. Oichobai Yotza, as opposed to what? Haboidu B'Tamarim U'Begroigris. If somebody has Tamarim U'Groigris and he already has these fig cakes kiyodua, and he's chopping them up. What does it mean to be boidel? Right, to be mavdal, he's separating it, he's cutting them into nice shapes. Being that it was ready, nigma malachta lamaisa, im poil. Over here, the poil is not going to be allowed to eat. So what's the third brisa teaching me? The third brisa is teaching me that the only time the poil is allowed to eat is in the event that it wasn't nigma malachta lamaisa yet. But if it was nigma malachta lamaisa, in that instance, the halacha is, you wouldn't be allowed to eat. How do I know that? I know that from Daesh. So I just think it's kedai to chazer this over. It's a little edel. On the one hand, from Daesh, we learned that it has to be nigma malachtai. On the other hand, from Daesh, we learned that it can't be nigma malachtai. It's the same lashon nigma malachtai, so it could be a little tricky, but like roi zek, roi zek. Tzad ha-shavah shebehen is that called nigma malachtai, but it's not the same thing. And really, it's all dumya de Daesh. Daesh, there's no more malacha that you're doing with it in terms of zeireya and chayrish. That's all done. But at the same time, it's not nigma malachtai lemaisa. So it just has to be Dumi the Daesh. Daesh is after all Davoidus HaKarka, a Befar, the final Miruach, or the final Malacha that you're going to do, depending on what type of food it is, as it relates to the Chiyah Maestres. And being that everything is learned out Dumi the Daesh, so you have to thread that needle. The only time the Poyal is allowed to eat, the only time the Shar is allowed to eat, if it's Mamash Dumi the this. So if it falls into that in-between category, which is Dumi the Daesh, that's when this Halacha is going to be true. But the bottom line is, this last Brisa was Memayit what? It was Memayit Haboido Betamarim ubegreigris. Right, the Gemara is that true? If someone's boidel betamarim ubegreigris, you're telling me ain't poil oichabay v'tan. You're limited to the price. I boidel betamarim ubegreigris poil oichabay. I'm a furish astira. You see that he is allowed to eat it. I'm rapapa sned ki tanya he. That price was talking about bituchlani. It's talking about where it was tuchlani. What does that mean? So Rashi says these are tamarim run. These are bad dates. She'im mespashlum beilon, that they don't grow properly on a tree. Umachnisam leklia. So what the farmer do? He would take it off the tree and he would put it into a kli shel kapis tamarim of dalet minim fame, and it's over there that they would grow and they would mature and they would ripen. Now, those teichlani, those unripened dates and those unripened figs was not nigma malachta yet. They're in this keli right now and they're still in the process of ripening. If you would be boidel then the pyre will be able to eat, because that's not nigma malachta yet, lemaisa. So the point is, it has to not be nigma malachta lemaisa. Usually when you're boidel b'tamarim ubegreigris, when do you do it? After it already came off the tree and you did what you had to do. Okay, good. So now it's already nigma malachta lemaisa. And if you have a hechet timtzu where it was not nigma malachta lemaisa yet, and you were boidel, it's true. In that case, then the halacha, the pyre will be able to eat. And that's what that one b'raisa was talking about. So that b'raisa is an exception to the rule. It's an aberration in that specific case. And that's going to be the a fourth price. Daesh. Again, the Torah said, "Sachsim shor b'tishi." Teach me the halacha that the shor is allowed to eat, the poil is allowed to eat. We learn from the word daesh. Ma daesh miyuchad avash loy nigma malachta lechala. Daesh is miyuchad that it was not nigma malachta lechala yet. Right? When you have all the tefuah on the floor in the field, you're not chayv mechala. When you chayv mechala, there's a lot of work to do. You have to do the sedura, the pas. You already have to be megalgal the dough in order for you to be chayv mechala. So we're for sure before the stage of chala. Upoil, oichaboy, and the Torah says the shor, and by extension the poil's allowed to eat. I've called up a shloy nigma malachta lechala poil oichaboy. So too, the only time the poil will ever be allowed to eat is if it's in this stage in yotza, as opposed to what? Halosh. If somebody was already losh, he already needed the hamekatev, the ha'oifa, she nigma malachta lechal. In those cases, already nigma malachta lechal, it ain't poi loichaboy, so the halosh is, the poi is not allowed to eat. So, what's this last brisa teaching me? That the only time the poi is allowed to eat is if it was not nigma malachta lechal. But if it was nigma malachta lechal, they ain't not allowed to eat anymore. Now, if you think about it for a second, the last two brises contradict each other. The third brisa, right, this braisa, the Friediger braisa, taught me from Daesh what? That what's the criteria? Is enigma malachta lemaiser and not enigma malachta lemaiser? Next braisa says, what is the Talion? Is enigma malachta lechala or is it not enigma malachta lechala? Meaning, from the first braisa, it sounds like once it's enigma malachta lemaiser, you're out. You can't eat anymore. From the last braisa we just mentioned, what does it sound like? It sounds like even if it's enigma malachta lemaiser, but if it's not enigma malachta lechala, you're allowed to eat. It's the chastira, fake the gemara, following enigma malachta lemaiser. How do you understand this last braisa? You tell me that if it's not enigma malachta lechala, so then you're still allowed to eat. Even if it's nigma malachta lemaisad, the price right before that said, if you're boidel but tomorrow moving groigers, that once right nigma malachta lemaisad, at that point you're not allowed to eat anymore. So nigma says like kasha. What's not Shver, bechutz laretz, askinon, you have to say, this last price is talking about a chutz laretz, deleka meiser, where there's no meiser. Meaning, when there's meiser, then nigma malachta la meiser, you're out of business. If, however, it's in chutz laretz, where there is no chiyah meiser, midday reiser anyways, so if there's no chiyah meiser, so there it's not going to be totally in meiser, it's going to be totally in chal. Freak the gemara, ihochi, ebazoi, chalanami, like a mamon of shach. If it's going in chutz laretz, where there's no chiyah meiser, chalus chutz laretz is like a nishkan chiyah midday reiser, zakrashi. And if that's the case, says the Gemara, had you answer anything, you have to say that both prices are talking about Eretz Yisrael, like Kasha, but it's not. One of these prices is referring to the first 14 years when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. So we know it took 14 years until Eretz Yisrael was properly conquered. It took 7 years to be Kovish the land, and another 7 years to divide the land. During those 14 years, the land of Eretz Yisrael, with regards to certain dinim, was treated like Eretz Yisrael. With regard to certain dinim, it was not yet treated like Eretz Yisrael. The Amamar, Sheva Shekivshu V'Sheva Shechilku, as it relates to those 14 years, Neschaibu B'Chalav, there was a Chiv Chalav, but they weren't Chayiv B'Meiser. So the first Braiser that says it's totally a Meiser, that's talking about after those 14 years. Then Eretz Yisrael, there would always be a Chiv Meiser, and if that's the case, once it's Nigma Malachta L'Meiser, it's not Dum Yudadayish anymore, at that point, the public can't eat anymore. The Braisa that says that even if it's already Nigma Malachta Lamaisen, Kozman, it's not Nigma Malachta Lachala, the halacha is, the puzzle I had to eat, is talking about when there was no Gmar Malachta Lamaisen. It's talking about during those 14 years where there was no Chiev Maisen, but there was a Chiev Chala. But what's the Kashim one of Shach? If there's Maisen, there's Chala, if there's Chala, there's not. No, it's not true. There was a 14 year exception where there was Yeh Chala, no Maisen, so there the Kaveya can't be Maisen because there is no Chiev Maisen. As a result, what is the Kaveya? The Kaveya is going to be chal. But the Gemara asks Alam the Shakasha. The Gemara says, Midi Maisa Garim, Gemar Malacha Kagarim. In other words, what we're saying is like this, that if there's a Chiyav Maiser Bepoyo, so then it's totally in the Gemar Malacha. If it's Nigma Malachta, the Poyo can't eat anymore. If it's not Nigma Malachta, then the Poyo will be able to eat. If there's no Chiyav Maiser Bepoyo, why? Because it's during the 14 years or you're in Chutz Laretz. So then the Koyveya is not going to be the Gemar Malacha, the Kaveya is going to be something else. Why? Because there's no Chiyav Maisa. So the Gemar Malacha doesn't create a Chiyav Maisa. Right, the Gemara. When we say Dumi the Daesh, that Daesh is Nigma Malachta la Maisa, we mean that once there's a Chiyav Maisa, then the Poyo loses his Chosim. What? It's totally in the Chiyav Maisa? This is not a Maisrus Digasugya. It intersects with Maisa. But really, it's not a Maisrus Digasugya. This is a Chayshavish for the Gasugya. We're learning about Mitzia. We're not learning Mishnah's Maisrus. It's not totally in whether there's a Chiyav Maiser or not a Chiyav Maiser. Whether there's a Chiyav Maiser or not is a simen. Was a Nigma Malachta, was a not Nigma Malachta. What matters is not the Chiyav Maiser B'Poyo. What matters is whether we deher that it was Nigma Malachta or not Nigma Malachta. Because the understanding is that the Poyo is allowed to eat when it's a Shtikl Nigma, but not Nganse Nigma. So what's a good milestone? What's a good way to know whether it was Nigma or not Nigma? We know Maiser is totally a Nigma Malachta. So let's see whether ordinarily, when Chiyav Maisa is applicable, would it be a Chiyav Maisa? Would there not be a Chiyav Maisa? But the Gemara is tiny that even during the Shevesh Kovshu and the Shevesh Chilku, even though Bepoil there was no Chiyav Maisa, but a Gemar Malacha is still a Gemar Malacha in the sense that in the event there would be a Chiyav Maisa, it would be Chayav Maisa. And being that the Koyveh is the Gemar Malacha, it's not the Maisa, right? The Gemara, I don't see how this should make a difference. Again, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is I have two prices that are associated with each other. I have one price that says that when could the Poil lead up until the point that it's a Gemar Malach, it's Chayv Maiser. I have another Braisa that says, no, you can eat much longer. Mamish, until the Balabusta is in the kitchen and she's Mafresh Challah, you're still allowed to eat. That's a very big Nafkamina, right? So which one is it? L'chayr Tzastir, Elom Ravina. So Ravina said, right, Elom means after all this, you have no choice, but yeah, you have to give Zechanetza. So what are we going to do? So he said, Achidesh, he said, Karuch Vitani. What you should do is those last two Braises that we mentioned, one that's talked about the poyo being able to eat until the chiyav maisa. The other one that talked about the poyo being able to eat until the chiyav chala is really not two braises. If they're two braises that contradict each other, that's a problem. It's really one braise. Karuch v'tani. Should make a koyach, make a sandwich, right? Make one braise out of it. And how so? This is the braise. This is the one new braise. It's like a chasurei machzer. Daish. It says in the Torah daish. Ma daish miyuchad. Dovish loy nigma malach de la maisa. Ulechala, upayaloi chaba. You know what the Joshua is? Do me the daish. Daish is not nigma malach de la maisa and chala. Meaning it's sign not maisa, sign not chala. Av koshli nigma malach de la maisa ulechala upayaloi chaba. So do if it's not nigma malach. Meaning the only time the poil can eat is when it's ready nigma malach for both. Do me the daish. But if it's not, if it's nigma malach for one and not the other, so then you would be allowed to continue eating. Now you didn't have to darshan daish this way, but You could darshan daish this way, and at the very least, it answers the stira. That's what Ravina's coming to do. Ravina's saying it's not a stira. It's really one and the same. What we're saying is that the halach is the puzzle I eat until it's nigmar melachtoi, sai for meiser, and sai for chal. Now, if chal is not applicable, so then it's only going to be a gay, a meiser. But to the extent that chal is applicable, dumya the daish, we learn that the puzzle I eat until it's nigmar melachtoi, sai le meiser, and sai le chal. Either way. We had four brises, or according to Ravina, we had three brises that learned halachas related to a poil from the pasuk of Loisachsam Shabbatish. Again, Loisachsam Shabbatish is talking about a shar. Why are we learning from the poil? The teretz is based on the hekish that the Gemara mentioned the previous daf, and that is when makish the laws of Kisavai Bekerim Reyecha to the laws of Loisachsam Shabbatish. What are the halachas that we learned? All of these brises, they all revolved around the same word, daish. The Torah didn't say leisachsim shar when it's doing malacha. The Torah said leisachsim shar bedishai. From that one word, dishai, daish, we make a whole bunch of brises. We make a whole bunch of different drashas. One is it has to be gedulei karka, dumya de daish. Another one, it has to be b'shas gemar malacha. There's no more malacha to be done to it from the avodas hakarka perspective once it's daish. Additionally, it has to be not nigmar melachta yet lemaisa, and additionally, it has to even be not nigmar melachta yet lechalas. Zok the Gemara v'ayta iboy lo. The Bnei Yeshiva had an iboy related to this halacha that the poil is allowed to eat. Poil ma'u she yahavhev ba'ur v'yoychal. There's a poil who's eating in the field of his balabus, allowed to take the tfuah and put it in a fire to make it taste a little bit better and to eat it. What's the shiloh? What are the two tzlatim? Mi have a novim v'dover achar. Do we treat this like a novim v'dover achar, or do we not treat this like a novim v'dover achar? So what's a novim v'dover achar? So that was mentioned on daf pei zayin amid beis, where the Gemara brought all the different halachas that are learned from the pasuk kisavei bekerem reyecho, and one of the drashas that the Gemara brought was it says a novim, and from there we learn a novim v'loy dover achar. So you're allowed to eat a novim, but you can't eat a novim together with something else. Now Rashi on that Gemara says why not let eat a novim v'dover achar? The reason is because if you're going to eat it with a davar achar, it's going to taste better. And if it's going to taste better, you're going to want to eat more. And we allow you to eat, but betashir, right? In moderation. So if you're going to go now and you're going to start, you know, dipping it into all these geshmakas achin, so you can end up eating more. So push it to put the brakes a little bit on this whole Indian. So what we say is you want to eat the anovim straight up, eat the anovim straight up. But if you're going to turn this into some fancy appetizer dish, then already, adkan. So the Gemara Shaila was that we have a drasha that says you can't eat the anovim together with something else. So take the anovim and to dip it into some dip that's off limits. What about taking the anovim? You're not dipping it into anything, but you're going to be mahavavit pa'ur. You're going to put it into fire. And by putting it into fire, you're going to make it taste better. Is that something you're allowed to do? Is that not something you're allowed to do? So the Gemara says, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya from a tesefta. Rashoi balabayis, lahashkois, poyalim, yayin, kadesh lo yoichlo anovim harbor. So this balabayis was worried that his poyalim are going to eat a little bit too much. So, I don't know who gave him this advice, but his patent was, he's going to make these guys inebriated, he's going to give them to drink. If they're going to give, they're going to have a lot to drink, they're not going to eat so much. I mean, he's in the anovim business, so apparently wine is something that he has at his disposal. So he gives them, yeah, and like this, they won't eat so much. Could he do that or could he not do that? So the Rai says, yeah, Rashoi, he could do it. Additionally, Rashoi, poyalim, letavu pitem betzir, kadei shoich anovim harbe. If the poyal wants to wake up early in the morning and he wants to take his bread and dip it into fish brine, it's like this, he's going to have a healthy appetite, that's something he's allowed to do as well. Meaning, what do you see from here? You see, there's nothing wrong with manipulating your appetite so that when you come to the job, you're going to eat a lot. The poyal can do something to make himself eat more, and the balabayas can do something to make the poyal eat less. But the bottom line is, there's nothing wrong with doing it. It says anovim. Vaistois, anovim is anovim v'loy davar achar. That's a bezunder din. You can't eat anovim with something else. Meaning, even though if you go based on the time of the krah, you understand the lumdis of anovim v'loy davar achar, so it would seem to reason that, okay, tein l'chacham v'yach gemoy. If I can't eat anovim with something else, so that means I have to be sensitive to how much I eat. But you see, it's not true. We see we limit it to this din of anovim v'loy davar achar. But if you want to open up your appetite, you have a right to do that. So based on that, time is the Gemara. I should be able to take that anovim and put it in the fire as well. But the Gemara says, very lumdish teretz, not stam. Lachshure gavra loikam yibayilon. Nah, there's an afkamina between the gavra and the cheftza. Over there, what you're doing is you're being machshir the gavra. You're making the person want to eat more. The cheftza that novim itself you're not touching. You're just opening up your appetite. Ki kami bayilon lachshu epeira. When you're manipulating the cheftza, it could be when you manipulate the cheftza, whether it's anovim v'daver achar, or whether you're just mahavim v'poor, it could be that's going to be all one and the same. My. So what's the halachas again? What's the shayla? We know anovim v'daver achar is not good. Why? Because you're giving it a good taste, and as a result, it's going to incentivize you to eat more. The question is, what if you're not going to eat more food? It's just another. It's not like another Michael. But you did something to it to make it taste a little bit geschmack, because you're going to want to eat a little bit more. Is it okay? Is it not okay? So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a right. Poyalin, oichlin anovim, berashe umniyo shalahem. So Rashi says, these were poyalim that were working in a vineyard, and they were hungry. So, ordinarily, you have the right to just take a grape and eat it, right? That's something you're allowed to do, to your heart's desire, the Torah says. This person said that the grapes that I'm handling with right now, they're not so gishmak. I'm going to wait until I get to the head of the row. It seems like they were more exposed to the sun. As a result, they're a little bit more mevushal, they taste a little bit better. So I'm going to eat those. Could you do that or could you not do that? Yes, there would have been a havamina that you could eat it when you want it, but again, you can't manipulate this, right? So could you do that or not? So the Rai says, yeah. Poyalin, oichlin, anovin, beroshe, umliyo, shalahem. Ubevat, stating that, says the Bryce, and shalayavav, ubor, you can't take the anovin and put them into the fire. So you want to manipulate which anovin you're going to eat, gesundheit. But if you want to take me, mahavabor, that you can't do, it's mefurish, right? This was the shailin, this is the Bryce. Rai says, there's no right, you know, because hasam shu bitum alacha. Could be over there, the reason the Bryce said it's not okay is because maybe the person was going to do it on the job. And if you're going to do it on the job, you're going to stop making a bonfire to go take your. Another him and make it taste kishmak, so it could be that's not something that you're allowed to do. Posh it for the bitl malacha shabbat. Ki kami bayilon. I'll tell you what our shiloh was. Hechdik ishtayu banav, where his wife was with him and his children were with him and they were not working zakrashi. So for them, there's no chash of bitl malacha. All it is a question of me making it taste better. So mutter or not. For that, you have no raya from this brisa. I mean, it sounds like you had a before a shabrisa, but you could be machet. So the Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from another brisa. Lo yahavev b'ur. You're not allowed to take the anovim and put them in the fire. V'yoychal and eat it. V'lo yichmar ba'adam. Additionally, you're not allowed to roll it in the ground. You can't crack these stalks on the rocks. But if you want to do it with your hand, that's something you're allowed to do. Oh, but you see mefurish again. It's a mefurish. There too, it's mishum bet malacha. I mean, just like we would like the first price, you can be doiched this price as well. And the Gemara says, "Okay, now it's actually mistava that way." Because if you're going to tell me that the reason you're not allowed to do this in the price is because you're making the peri tastes good. Sela my metuke peri iko. What metuke peri is there exactly if you're going to take these shibolim and you're going to crack them on the rock? That's going to make it taste good? The Gemara says, maybe. Yeah. A little bit sweeter it's going to taste. Again, we're not farmers, but the bottom line is, a little bit sweeter it's going to taste, and that's maybe what the brisa means. Now, maybe not. You have no raya, but to tell me hochinami mistaber, not this way, that not that way, that you can't bring any rice. Tashma, I'll bring you another rice. Poyalim shahayu oidim b'te'enim. Poyalim that were harvesting te'enim v'goydim b'tamarim, and they were harvesting tamarim. So te'enim are figs, tamarim are dates. U'boitzrim ba'anovim, they were harvesting grapes. U'moiskim b'zeisim, they were harvesting olives. So to us, harvesting means harvesting, whatever it even means. But harvesting means harvesting, right? But you see, Chazal had nuanced words, different words, depending on what type of berry you're talking about. The point is, this person is harvesting. Okay. So what's the halacha? They want to eat, they can eat. Why are they allowed to eat? This is our halacha. It's good to lay carcass, b'shaskim our halacha. These are the rights that the poel has. Upturim, not just that. The halacha is, they're potter from maestris. And the reason is, shatayr zichsalahem. Because the Torah said that a poel's allowed to eat, and he does not have to be mafresh maisis. This is something that was discussed in great detail in the previous daf. There's a big chiddush over here, because you could have thought that a poel's treated like a lekeach. And a lekeach is not allowed to eat, even an achila saroy, even before the Gemara Malach. So you could have thought that even though it wasn't the Gemara Malach yet, but maybe we should view him like a klisheni, right? He's a lekeach. That's what it sounds a little bit like. Says the Torah, no. That being that a Torah zichsalahem, this is his Torah's given right, we don't view him as a klisheni, we don't view him as a lekeach, and it's for that reason that loch is, he could eat, and he's potter from being mafris meisters. Okay. But pitam lo yoichlu, you can't eat it together with bread. Why can't you eat it together with bread? It's easy. That's anovim, v'loy anovim, v'loy davarach. Elam ke not lo rishos mi baal bais. Unless baal bais gave him rishos. Additionally, v'loy yisbois b'melach v'yoichel. You're not allowed to take it with salt and eat it that way. Okay. what's the kasha? What's the toshma? Right? This is a toshma. We're trying to be poishet the shayla. Are you allowed to take the anov be mahavav or nala be mahavav bor? Toshma from this price. So Rashi says the rise from the last line. It says, v'lo yispois b'melech v'yoichem. Now let me eat it together with salt. Why can't I eat it together with salt? Oh, must be, because I'm going to make it taste better. It's going to want me to make me eat more. Oh, it's going to make me eat more. You see, it's a problem, even when it's not anovim v'davar achar. Now, kana ben shoyel, why is this not anovim v'davar achar? It's salt. So Rashi says, the Gemara thinks now, the Gemara will be chosen in 1 second, that salt is not a davar achar. Trina is a davar achar. Salt is not. Salt becomes part and parcel of the thing. And because it becomes part and parcel of the thing, so the Gemara thinks it's not a davar achar. What is it doimet to be mahavivit ba'or? And what do you see? It's us. It's a furish b'ray. So v'lo yisbois b'melech v'yoichel. Oh! So you push it to shayla that this halacha v'anov v'loi davar achar is lav davka davar achar. But anything that you're going to do to make it taste a little bit better if it's being done to the chefza, right? If it's being done to the gavra, it's not a problem. But if it's being done to the chefza, it's going to be a problem. And what's the right from salt? Because salt is not a davar achar. But the Gemara says, no, melech v'adai ka'anov v'davar achar domi. That's a big turnaround. The Gemara in the Havamina thinks melech is not a davar achar. And the Gemara's chosen says melech not just is anov v'davar achar. It's vaday kanov v'davar achar. So this is like a mikara ma'kasover, l'besoif ma'kasover. But the Bano says, no, salt is zikr. It's not even a dichoy. It's pashit. That it's not kanov v'davar achar. And if that's the case, it is therefore not going to be a raya, which basically means, because the Gemara now is going to go weiter, that we weren't poached with the shayla. So we had a little bit of a shayla over here. Could you take the anov and be mahavav v'por? What's the side of the shayla? Anov and v'le anov v'davar achar. Is it only if you're eating the davar achar, or is it anything that you do to the chetza that makes a little bit more geshmak that's going to make you want to eat a little bit more? That was the shayla, toshma, toshma, toshma. At the end of the day, we leave it unresolved. But the Gemara now, from here until the bottom of the Yomid, is going to focus on this last line. V'lo yispais b'melech v'yoichel. He can't take the anovim, dip it into salt, and eat it. The Gemara v'minu. I'll ask you a kasha. Hasleicher es apoyel. If somebody hires a poyel, la'ader ulekashkish tachas hazesim. So la'ader means to be choifer. Lekashkish means to cover these plants with dirt. So the halacha is hareza lo yoichal. While you're doing this malacha, you're not allowed to eat. Why not let it eat? Let's just learn this together. It's because although you're doing malacha with gedulei karka, but it's not the gemar malacha. And because it's not the gemar malacha, you can't eat it. Snachroi liftzer, let's say he was hired to be boitzer, to harvest. Snachroi limsoich, he was hired again to harvest. Snachroi lelakeid, he was hired again to harvest. Hareza oichel, then the halacha is he's allowed to eat. Upater, and he doesn't have to be mafresh any maises. Shnatay rezichzalan, because the Torah was mezaketin. Again, we know all this. Kotzatz. What happens if the person was told, the poel was told by the balabayas, that I'm hiring you right now to do work, and if you want to eat, you're allowed to eat. Rashi dibra maskel kotzatz. V'hisna im balabayas amenasha oicha. He says, they make a deal. They say, you're going to work, and if you want to eat during the course of your avoida, it's going to be okay. So then the halacha is, achas, achas, yoichal, shtayim, shtayim, lo yoichal. You can eat one, but you can't eat two. What's the difference between one and two? So the Gemara is going to explain. But for now, you can eat one, if that's fine, but to eat two, meaning one at a time is okay, but to eat two, that's already going to be a problem. Now, just to be clear, in this case, we're not getting involved in the halacha of a poel. Could he? Can't he? Do a pile. Or if he was cut, that's here they made a deal. And because they made a deal, sounds posh if you want it, you're allowed to eat. Additionally, v'soifes b'melech v'yoichel. The last line of the price is that if you want to take that novim, you want to put it into salt, this is something you're allowed to do. So again, let's just get this price clear. So the price has a resh and a seifa. The resh of the price is talking about someone hired a pile, regular pile, to do work. So if the work is not the gemar melacha, he was hired la'ader u'lekashkesh, so then the halacha is a resh lo yoich, based on our sugyas. If he was hired to harvest, liftzar, limsoik, and lelakeid, a resh oich, you don't have to give maestris, we know that. What happens if it was katzatz? He wasn't stam hired as a regular pile, but here there was already a deal, meaning he's a regular pile, but there's a prearranged agreement. They were master that if this person wants to eat, he's going to be allowed to eat. So then the halacha is achas, achas yoicha. Shtayim, shtayim, lo yoicha. And the last line of the braisa is v'soifes b'melech v'yoicha. So here's the question. Aha, that last line. V'soifes b'melech v'yoicha. What's going back on? Ilei ma'seifa. Is it referring to the seifa? Meaning the case where he was katzatz, where there was a prearranged agreement between the balabais and the soicher. That if you want to eat, you could eat. And he's like paying for it, right? He's katzatz. It's all built into the schiris agreement. that's the case, it's pashit that if he wants to put it in salt, he should be able to put it in salt. Why would you think not? The whole shaila, you could put it in salt, can't put it in salt, is when you're working based on the privilege that the Torah gave you. But if this is a prearranged agreement, I don't know, I bought these fruit, I could eat the fruit however I want. What would be the shaila not? Ela lava resha. Must be it's going on the resha. What's the kasha? The kasha is, if that's the case, it's going on the resha, where this poyel is eating based on his rights as a poyel. So freak the Gemara, you see mefurish, then that the poyel is allowed to put it in salt. So chastiro, the last price is there. Lo yisbis b'malach v'yoichal. And here we see a mefurish, a price of a soibis b'malach v'yoichal. It's a good kasha. So to answer this kasha, the Gemara say two terutzim, and the first is Abaya, and the second one is Kemuvin. Rava says the Gemara, Abaya said, loy kash, it's not sure. Kan ba'oretz, kan b'chutzlaretz. One, Bryce is talking about Eretz Yisrael. The other Bryce is talking about in Chutzlaretz. B'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, you can't be soifes v'oichel. And the reason is because kova svisa. The svisa itself is koveya l'maisa. And being that it's koveya l'maisa, so it's for that reason, now ready, you can't just eat it, because if you're going to eat it, you're going to have to be mafish maisers. Meaning, it's not that you can't eat it, it's also bachila, but you'd have to be mafish maisers because it would become tevel. The chutzlaretz, however, in chutzlaretz, loy kovas fisa, over there, it's not going to be an issue. Meaning, one of the chidushim, let's get this clear, that the poel is allowed to eat is that he doesn't have to be mafish maisers. Why is it a chidush? It's a chidush because the lekeach in this situation would have to be mafish maisers. But he doesn't have to be mafish maisers. The only time he doesn't have to be mafish maisers is if he doesn't dip it in salt. The minute he dips it in salt, at that point he has to be mafish maisers. And the reason is because he doesn't have to be mafish maisers because it wasn't nigmar malachta yet, so we weren't keveya yellow maisers. Not only lets you eat achilas aroi, not achilas kva, but the point is that's why you have to be mafish maestres. The minute you dip it in salt, it gives the food that you're eating a kvias. Now we look at it as a sudas kva, and we look at it as a sudas kva, so now you vite that would have to be mafish maestres, and it's for that reason, lo yisbois b'melech v'yoichal. Lo yisbois b'melech v'yoichal, says Abaya, is not mitzad, you're making it sweet, and I'm going to want to eat more. That's not the nekuda. Because now you're being kovei ala meiser. And if you're kovei ala meiser, you can't eat. Unless you're mafresh meiser. The reason you're allowed to eat is because it's achilas haroi, and we don't view you as a lekeach. But the minute that you're snoifesit v'oichel, so now you're kovei ala meiser, kovei ala meiser, so at this point, that's not going to be okay. A bezok dabaya, that's only in Eretz Yisrael. We're the chiv, meiser is the chiv, they raisa. So they're putting it in soul, that's kovei ala meiser, as opposed to in chutzlar, it's where what? Where there's no chiv meiser v'day raisa. So if there's no chiv meiser v'day raisa, dipping it in salt is not kovei ala meiser, and that's what the second braisa means, when it says v'soifes b'melech v'yoichel. But oh my Rava, Rava told Abaya, mi'ikim midi. Does it make sense? Is there such a thing? The ba'aretz kava svisa midai raisa u'b'chutzlaretz loy kava svisa u'mutal l'chatchilo. Meaning, I understand that in Eretz Yisrael, there's a chiyav maisis midai raisa. And a chutzlaretz is only a chiyav maisis midai rabbanim, which makes Eretz Yisrael much more chamer than chutzlaretz, which would open up the mayach to say that maybe dipping it in salt is kaveya in Eretz Yisrael, but it's not kaveya in chutzlaretz. But at the end of the day, Rava says, we know the principle. Called the Tikkun Rabbanu came the Raisa Tikkun. And when the Rabbanu were Kaveh, Hilchas Maisis, Chutz Laretz, they mirrored the laws of the Torah in Eretz Yisrael as it relates to Maisris. And if in Eretz Yisrael, dipping it in salt is Kaveh la Maisir, and that's Pshat lo Yisbeis b'melech v'yoichal for the Poyel, then the same thing has to be true in Chutz Laretz as it relates to the Rabbanu level. Right? The Lashon of Rava is, how could it be that dipping it in salt is Kaveh la Maisir midai raisa in Eretz Yisrael, and chutzlaretz is gar mutal lechatchila. Meaning, you want to tell me a psakula? I can live with that. A mutal lechatchila, right? But that's the doglish. You're going to tell me in chutzlaretz is mutal lechatchila, can't be elam harava. So Rava said a different etzah. Again, Abaye's etzah was what? The first price is talking about Eretz Yisrael. The second price is talking about chutzlaretz. The issue of salt and not salt has nothing to do with the rights of the poil. The issue of salt and not salt is whether dipping it in salt is kevei la maisa, not kevei la maisa. In Eretz Yisrael, where maisa is de rice, it's kevei la maisa. Chutzlaretz is maisa, rabban is not kevei la maisa. Rava had a different mahalach. Rava said, I don't hear any chilek between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Therefore, says Rava, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'Chutz Laretz, Sai if it's in Eretz Yisrael, Sai if it's in Chutz Laretz, Chada, Loi, Kava, Svisa, Tarti, Kava, Svisa. Dipping it in salt is Koiveya. However, only if it's two, not if it's one. We're going to see in a minute, Rava's going to have a posik to back up this svara, and that is that the only time something can be considered a kviyas lamaiser is if you have two. But if you have one of the zach, then it's never going to be considered a kviyas lamaiser. So says Rava, it doesn't matter if you're in Eretz Yisrael or your chutzlaretz. You want to know if dipping it in salt is keveya is not keveya? If it's two, it is. If it's one, it's not. It's because dipping in salt is. But the only time you can have any kfiras lamaisa is if you have two. So whether it's an Eitz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz, one is not, two is. Okay, so how does it play itself out as it relates to understanding the brayso? And what's the teretz to the stira between the two brayso? Kotzatz, in the event that this person was kotzatz, meaning he had to deal with the balabayas, he's going to be allowed to eat, bein tzafas, bein loy tzafas, whether he dips it in salt or doesn't dip it in salt, achas, achas, oichel, shtayim, shtayim, loyachel. He can eat one, he can't eat two, which is what it said meforish in the brayso, right? Kotzatz, achas, achas, yoichel, shtayim, shtayim, loyachel. That's always going to be the halacha. Loy kotzatz, let's say he wasn't kotzatz, so he's a poyel. The loy sofas. Additionally, he didn't dip it in salt. So then, oichel shtayim shtayim. Then the halacha is he'd be allowed to eat two. The reason he'd be allowed to eat two is because a poyel is always allowed to eat without being mafresh maestris. The only thing that can change it maybe is if he dips it in salt. But dipping it in salt is only a problem if you have two, because the only time you ever have kfiyas lemaisr is if you have two. Right? Again, let's chazer this nakuda. Rabbi is saying like this: if you are kotzatz, so then you can only eat one, you can't eat two, whether you're sofas or you're not sofas. If you're a poyel, so then if you're not sofas, you can eat two. If you're sofas, then you can't eat two. Right? What's the difference between kotzatz and poyel? Right? What is a chapter nafkamina? The kotzatz can never eat two, even if he's not sofas. The poyel could only not eat two if he's sofas. The difference is very simple. The difference is because when you're kotzatz, Dr. Ashi, then we view you as a lekeach. And being that you're a lekeach, so the fact that you're a lekeach is koveya. And that's what's mechayev you now in maestris. Only if it's two, because you always have that tonight. It has to be two in order to be chayev in maestris. As opposed to a poel, who we know from learning the sugya already, is not considered a lekeach. So the only thing that would be koveya is if it's safas. If the only thing that would be koveya is if it's safas, so it's for that reason it would have to be sofas in order for it to be two. So if you're kotzatz, again, what's Rava's lashon? Kotzatz, bein sofas, bein loy sofas, achas, achas, oichel, shtayim, shtayim, loy oichel. I don't care if you're sofas or not sofas. Because the fact that you were kotzatz, that makes you a loykeach. Therefore, one you can eat because you can always eat one, but two you won't be able to eat. If you were loy kotzatz, if you weren't kotzatz, and you were loy sofas, so now you were like kotzatz, you're not loykeach, you are not sofas, so you don't have that being koveya. So what's the halacha? So there the halacha is oichel shtayim shtayim. If you want to eat two, you can eat two. Sofas. If, however, you were sofas, even if you're a poyel, where you weren't kotzatz, achatz, achas, oichel, shtayim shtayim, loy oichel, then the halacha is you'd be allowed to eat one, but you would not be allowed to eat two, because the two is the sofas, and that's what's going to create the kfiras lamaiser. But one is never considered a kfiras lamaiser, and because one is never considered a kfiras lamaiser, since for that reason, if all it is one, this is not something that's going to be an issue. Okay, so how did Rava, because it's ikka chasa in the Gemara, how did Rava answer the stira? Meaning, what's the teretz to the stira? We started off with a stira, right? So I plunked to get brisa over here, but we started off with a stira. The first brisa says, lo yispois. And the second brisa says, yeah, yes, boy. So we already established they're both talking about the poyel. So, yeah or no? What's the answer? Zakrashi, the answer is the first brisa is talking about where he's eating two, being that you're eating two. So then, lo yispois. Why lo yispois? Nothing to do with the sugya of anovim v'daverach. Lo yispois because once you eat two, it's kevela maisa. But why two? Because that, as the Gemara is going to say now, 1 second, it's going to be the next line of Gemara, that the only time if this is considered a problem is to the extent that you eat two. However, as it relates to the second brisa is talking about where you're only going to eat one. If you can only eat one, over there you can be sofas. Why could you be sofas? That one should also be kaved, because it's a din that it has to be two. But if it's not going to be two, itful amaiser v'kova svisa, right? In the event that you already have two, that's itful amaiser, that the svisa is the problem, that's where the issue is going to be. Says the Gemara. This whole shtickle tay was predicated very, very much on two being kaveya. Says the Gemara, v'tarti t'kova svisa midol. How do you know that two is always kaveya svisa? Amir abmasa da makra, zonta from a pasuk, it says, ki kiptson ke omir gurna a gurin, which is the kfiras lamaiser, has to be kiptson. You can't be mekabetz one thing, mekabetz two things. So it requires kiptson. And from there we learn that the only time anything is ever kevei lamaiser is only two. The bottom line is, what was the teretz to the steer between these two prices? Lo yispois, yeah yispois. According to Abaya, the first price was talking about Eretz Yisrael. Second price was talking about Chutz La'aretz. According to Rav, no chilek Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz. What's the chilek between the two prices? First price is talking about two. Second Bryce talking about one. Hatzada shava between Abayas Mahalach and Rav's Mahalach is the Yisplay Spoichel has nothing to do with the din of another Valoid of Aracha. It's more a Meister's Tigger Halacha. Because really, allowing this guy to eat right now is a Chiddish. Because even though it's not Nigmar Malachta by definition, because if it was Nigmar Malachta, he wouldn't be able to eat from it. He wouldn't be, because of the limitation of Daesh, the limitation of the Ikaparisha. But at the same time, why don't we view him maybe as a Lekeach? Right? There's a Chiddish here, we're letting this person eat without Meister. Lo yispois, because that would be kaveya lemaiser. According to Abaya, when is it kaveya? When is it not kaveya? In Eretz Yisrael, it's kaveya. Even one in Chutzlar, it's not kaveya. According to Rava, it has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael Chutzlar. Eretz Yisrael Chutzlar have to mirror each other because even though Chutzlar is more kuladig, but called the tikkun rabbanon, kein dayreis the tikkun. What then is it tali in? What it's tali in? Is it one or is it two? And that's based on an idea that a goyim by definition has to be two. Learned that from a pasuk in Micha ki kiptzon. So just to end with one ha'ara, and really as promised, going back, this is a b'chin of kosha olai predaschem to the divrei agada of last week, and just to speak out one ha'ara that I think b'siyata d'shmaya is going to put together a lot of the raid that we spoke about last week, and that is, it's yodua the gemara mesechtes erevin. Daf Yutes Amar Aleph says that Avram Avinu sits a pischa shel Gehenna, and if a person after 120 is judged and it's determined that this person deserves to go to Gehenna, Avram Avinu is masik lehu umekabelu. He takes this person, he schleps him out of Gehenna, and he doesn't allow him to be there, with one exception: Bar Miyisrael Shabal Basavikachar. With the exception of a yid who's ba, who has a bias iser with a non-Jewish woman, the mashcha arlasa. Because if he does that, his arla is undone, and as a result, Avraham Avinu doesn't recognize him, he doesn't see him as a Yiddish akin. In other words, any person that Avraham Avinu recognizes as being from the Bnei Bris of Avraham Avinu, he sees him as being a Yid. Avraham Avinu does not allow this person to be in Gehenna. If someone is ba on a basa oivet kechavim, it's mashcha or losai, and on some level it makes him ois mahal, and because of that, loy mevashkele, Avraham Avinu doesn't recognize him, and Avraham Avinu does not allow this person to be in Gehenna. But al kopanim, there's a mefurish gemara that says a dover nivol, and that is that Avraham Avinu does not allow a person that's mahal to descend into Gehenna. So I saw a dover nifla in the Sefer Binyan David. Binyan David, ala Torah. Mechaber was Rab David Doiv Ber Meislish. He was the Rav in Ihel, Hashem Yimkom Damoy. He was killed in the war. And in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, he brings from the Sefer Ach Pri Tfua. So the Ach Pri Tfua, the Mechaber was Rab Heschel Liska, who was a Talmud of the Divrei Chaim. He's also known as the Rebbe of Reb Shaila. So in the Ach Pri Tfua, he says, Mamish Adavan Neira. He says, what does this mean? That Avraham Avinu sits at Pischa Shegehenim, and he doesn't allow a person that's mohel to enter Gehenim. How do you even have such a koyach? Where does something like that come from? I don't understand. Person lived a life. There's din v'cheshbin. There's a whole system of how this works. And if the psak is that this person has to go to Gehenim, so he has to go to Gehenim. How does Avraham Avinu, because he's mohel, have a right to make sure that this person is not going to go to Gehenim? So he says that it's based on the Gemara Masechtis, Moed Katan Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says there's an inyan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that even though I'm moishel on the world, but me moishel be. Who's moishel in me? Tzaddik Moshe be. The Tzaddik is Moshe in me. And because the Tzaddik is Moshe in me, so there's an Indian of Tzaddik Goizev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. So said the Ach Pri Tfiyah, you want to know how this Indian works? It works with Tzaddik Goizev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. It's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Goizev, after 120, if a person deserves to go to Gehenim, that he's going to go to Gehenim. But there's a Bechin of Tzaddik Goizev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will override his gzera based on what the tzaddik said. So if the tzaddik Avraham Avinu says that no, I don't want this person in Gehenna, based on me, Moshe be tzaddik gozva kadosh baruch hu mekayim, he's going to be ois kishlap from that Gehenna. So said the binyan David a dover nifla. He says like this. He says the pasuk says in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, so it says that Avraham Avinu was yoishev pesach ha'oyel. If you take a look at the medrash and the Balaturim says it in the beginning of Parshas Vayera that Although Pashit, the Pasuk is talking about Avraham Avinu was Shlishi Lamila, and he was sitting Pesach Oil, he was sitting at the entranceway to his tent, and it was a very, very hot day, but stating that, Chazal say, and it's a Medrash, Rabba Afanard, and it's the Balaturim Afanard, that really these psukim are remes to this inyan, that Avraham Avinu sits at Pischa Shal Gehenim, and he doesn't allow any person that's Mashcha or Lasoy, he doesn't allow any person that's Mohol to end up in Gehenim. So what's the remes? Because Avraham Avinu was Shlishi L'Mila. And really, the end of Parashas Lech Lecha is Dachta Parashah V'Mila. Avraham Avinu sits by the Pesach Oil, referring to Gehenim, K'choy Mayoyim, where it's Gehenim. And what's he doing? He's guarding it. And he says, any person that's like me, that's Shlishi L'Mila, any person that was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mila and then the Parashas Lech Lecha, this person is not going to be allowed in. So this Gemara, Masechtas Erev Daf Yud Tesam and Aleph, is also Merumas in the Medrash, right in the beginning of Parashas Vayera. So he said like this, if you take a look at the Sefer Nezer HaKodesh, Nezer HaKodesh was written by one of the Kadmonim. So the Nezer HaKodesh says that the Pasuk says that Avraham Avinu was standing on top of, Avraham Avinu was standing on top of the Archim while they were sitting there. So they were sitting, and Avraham Avinu was Oymeid Aleihem, right? He was on top of them. Rashi says that Avraham Avinu was standing, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham to sit down. And that's the Vuhu Yoshe Pesach Oil Kechoy Mayoyim, that Avraham Avinu wanted to stand up, right? You can imagine, a Chash V'Yid walks in, you have to stand up. Kutcha Berichu. So Kemuvin, you have to stand up. But the Eibishter told him, I want you to sit, and I'm going to stand. Rashi, right in the beginning of Parashas Vayera, says that this is Maisa of a Sinu Labonim, that there'll be an Indian of Elikim Nitzav Adaskel. But said the Nezer HaKodesh, what's the Oymek that Avraham Avinu is sitting and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing? He says the Oymek is that the Moshel is the one that sits. The Moshel is the one that sits. You walk into the Melech, so the Melech is sitting and everybody else is standing. Hashem was showing Avraham Avinu that you're the tzaddik, and because you're the tzaddik, you're going to be able to be Moshel in me. And that's Merumis, that Avraham Avinu is sitting, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to stand. So the Binyan David said that if you put this all together, what you have here is a Dover Nifla Mamash. What's going on in the beginning of Parshas Vayera? In Chazal and Primius HaTayra, what's going on over here is that Avraham Avinu is sitting up Pischa Shagahen. And any person that's Gemalit, Avraham Avinu says that even though really the Gzeir is that you're supposed to go to Gehenim, I'm not going to allow you to Gehenim. How does that Koyach come? It comes, said the Ach Pri Tviya, it comes from this Indian of Tzadik Goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. It's for that reason Avraham Avinu is sitting and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing, because this whole Avoid of Avraham Avinu to say that that I'm saying that even though this person, the Gzeir was, that he has to go to Gehenim, is not going to go to Gehenim, it comes from this Koyach of me Moshel Bi. That's where it comes from. It comes from the Bekayach of Tzadik Goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. And that's why over here it's Merumas this Inyan. V'hu Yoshev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is Oymei. How does that make any sense? It makes sense because right here in this Uvdin, this Mayimit, Avraham Avinu is the Moshel. Avraham Avinu is the Moshel. How could you even say that out of your mouth? It's a Gemara. Mi Moshel Bi. Tzadik Moshel Bi. And that's the Koyach of Tzadik Goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. This Inyan that Avraham Avinu does not allow a Mol to go to Gehenim, which is in the world of Pimius HaTorah, in the world of Seidus HaTorah, Ein Lecha Seid Gedoy L'Mizu. What does it even mean? But the Oymek, the Tzadikim of Megalotas a little bit, has a Sheiches to Tzadik Goyzev HaKadosh Baruch HaMekayim. And like, Lulei de Mestafina, this is like the greatest expression imaginable of Tzadik Goyzev HaKadosh Baruch HaMekayim. Because the whole purpose of coming down to this world is V'schar V'oynish, and it's V'din V'cheshbin, and it's, the Tzadik has the koyach to say that I'm going to bypass the whole Din V'cheshbin of this Yid, because he's Gemalit, and he's from the Bnei Bris of Avraham Avinu, and as a result, this person is going to be able to go to Gan Eden, even though really he's supposed to go and Gehenim. But that's the koyach of the tzaddik, and that's where this midah, this inyan, and this avoid of Avraham Avinu comes from, and it's all playing itself out in the beginning of Parshas Vayera, and that's why in the beginning of Parshas Vayera says the Nezer HaKodesh, Avraham Avinu sitting and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is standing, because Avraham Avinu is mamish overriding, he's being meishel in kaviyachal aleh. So I was just thinking that last week we spoke that the Gemara says on daf Pei Hei Amar Aleph, Kolam Alamid Es Ben Chaveri Teira. So what's the schos? Zoyche V'yoyche B'yeshiva Shomayla. is ben am ha'aretz Torah. If somebody teaches a ben am ha'aretz Torah, I feel like Kadosh Baruch Hu goes a gzeira mevatel b'shvila. Shenem b'avim toitzi yoker mizoylel kefitia. If you have the ability to take yoker out of zoyl kefitia, your mamish gonna be like me. You're gonna have the ability mamish to be mevatel even gzeiras that I do. We spoke up in the Masha. The Masha says it's all mida keneged mida, right? If someone teaches ben chaveira Torah, what's the mida keneged mida? You brought ben chaveira into yeshiva, you're gonna be zoyche to also be in yeshiva. You're gonna be yeshiva shalmeila. But if somebody teaches a ben am ha'aretz Torah, then the Mida Keneged Mida is not just going to be in yeshiva. There the Mida Keneged Mida is that what? That you're kefitia. Afilu ani goyz egzera mevatel b'shviloi. Because of the tzaddik, I'll be mevatel. What's the shaykhis? The shaykhis is because when you take a ben ha'maret and you teach him Torah, you might see Yoker from Zoylel. What you're doing is you're going keneged egzera. You're going against the grain. You're going against the way nature is supposed to play itself out. Nature is an amaretz, has a son. That's an amaretz. That's the way it's supposed to be. But if you're a ben amaretz, really you should be an amaretz. But if someone is able to go against that, and you could be moitzi yoker mizoylel, so you were moitzi yoker mizoylel, you went keneged egzera, if you live your life not nispol from the gzeira, not nispol from the way things are supposed to be. Because I believe that I can overcome the mesiris nefesh. You know what your mida keneged mida is? That you're going to have the ability to taka do that. And we spoke out from the Ram Ash, the Baal Panim Iris, in his Pirush al HaTorah and Kostnasar, who says that the Gemara Masecht is my cotton. When the Gemara brings this drasha, mi moishel bi, Tzaddik Moshe, right before that, there's one other drasha. Rav Shmuel Nachmin Rav Yonasan. Maidach said, Nu'um David ben Yishai, Nu'um Agever Hukamol, Nu'um David ben Yishai, Shehekim Ula Shal Tshuva. Next Gemara, and it's really two psukim later. Rav Avo, what does it mean? Elikei Yisrael, Lidi Betsu Yisrael, Moshe Ba'odim, Tzaddik Moshe Yiras Elikim. What it means is that Tzaddik is Moshe Bisha, and he goes Zegzerim Avat. What's the smichas between these two drashas? Smichas between these two psukim? Said the Panim Iris, the smichas between the psukim, two psukim is, because when does the Tzaddik have the ability to be Mevatel Zegzerim HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Tzaddik has the ability to be Mevatel Zegzerim HaKadosh Baruch Hu when that Tzaddik is Hekim Ula Shal Tshuva. When someone's Melamed Ben Amoritz Torah, where he brings somebody back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he goes Keneged his Teva, Keneged the Zegzerim Ke'ilu that was already put in place for this person's destiny. That's when you have the ability to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's other gzeiros, and that's when you have the ability, you can feed here. You're me moshel be tzaddik moshel be. So who's the spitz? Who's the ultimate? Who's the ultimate me moshel be? Avraham Avinu is the ultimate me moshel be. Who's the ultimate Melamed Ben Amoritz Torah? Who's the greatest Melamed Ben Amoritz Torah in the history of the world? Who's the Hekim Ulu Shal Tshuva, if there ever was one? It's Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's Avodah was, like the Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, he went from place to place, and he was Mekabitz people together, and he taught them about HaKadosh Baruch. He was the one that taught the world about Torah. Avraham was Ivri, Kol Oilam Be'Ivri Echad, Avraham Be'Ivri Hasheni. And Avraham Avinu made it his life's mission, the Chesed LaAvraham, to go and to spread the fact that mitos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he taught the entire world. Adayim Azeh, Av Hamoyim Goyim is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is Tchil Again. Avraham Avinu is the one that taught the entire world this inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the ultimate Melami Ben Amoritz Torah. He's the ultimate Hekim Ulo Shel Tshuva. And if that's the case, what's the koyach that Avraham Avinu has? The koyach that Avraham Avinu has is this inyan that Anshani Goyz Gzeira, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm Goyz Gzeira, and the tzaddik is Mevatel. Last week we spoke about the Chidah says in his Maris Ayin, the Reb Chiya. The Reb Chiya was Nitzus Nishmasa Yishal Avraham Avinu. And we spoke at a whole raid bite about this was Reb Chiya's Avodah as well. Right, what was that Chiya's Avodah? He's teaching Chumash to little children, and he's teaching Mishnayas. And his Avodah is maybe not the pilpul of Reb Chanina, not the pilpul of Rish Lakish, but his Avodah is Petuchei Choysim. I don't know if I'd be able to be machzor the whole Torah if it was forgotten. But I have the koyach, and my avoid is to make sure the Torah will never be forgotten. Because right now, Sedot Torah, why are we talking about what will be when the Torah is forgotten? Let's make sure the Torah is not forgotten. And the Chidah said that based on the whole Maisa Shoye Kachay with Eliyahu HaNavi, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, their koyach HaTfilo, so Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi asked Eliyahu HaNavi, is there anyone in this world that can do it as well? He said, yeah, Reb Chiya Ubonov. So said the Chidah, what's the oimik? Quoting the Svar Makdoshim, it's because Reb Chiya was Taka Avram Avinu. What was the end of that story? The end of that story was, is there was some sort of gzeirah, right? Something was happening in the world. Rebbe was going to Tainas. Reb Chiya got up, and he said, Masha V'ruach. Boom. And then he said, Mayrab Ageshem. Vaita boom. Is this not an expression of Tzadik Goyz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kayim? Masha V'ruach, there was wind. Umayrab Ageshem, and all of a sudden it started raining. Right? This was the spitz. I mean, that's the whole mice. There's a few stories about Reb Chiya that we're supposed to take out, and we're supposed to put it all together and try to come up with this picture. But that's Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya is Avraham Avinu. This is Pchin of Tzadik Goyzev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim that Tzadikim had. But where does that Koyach have? In this form, in the Marshon, Bab Mitzir Peyeyim at Aleph, and in the Kosnesar, in Parshas Dvorim, I think what emerges is that when someone goes and he's mefitz and he's melami not just ben chaveri Torah, but he's melami ben amaoritz Torah, and his avoida is to make sure that Torah is not going to be forgotten, like Reb Chiya's avoida, like Avraham Avinu's avoida. When a person goes through with that avoida, there's a bechina of tzaddik goyzer v'akadosh baruch hu mekayim. You know, today's like ba'omer, and like ba'omer in many ways is the yontif of the tzaddik. The tzaddik b'shem ba'yichoy is the tzaddik yisoid olam. That's the avoda. The avoda is having a shaychus to the tzaddik, the heilig Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai is koyach, is nishayach. The Gemara says in Masech the Sukkah, daf men hey on the base, that Rav Chiya said, that Rav Yirmiyah said in the name of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, quoting Rashbi, yochel ani liftar es kol ha'olam kulam min adin, miyoyim shenivreisi adata. Rav Shimon bar Yochai is koyach of tzaddik yisoid olam. Rav Shimon bar Yochai is koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that tzaddik goes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, that I make gzeira and the tzaddik is mevatel, is to such a level, yochel ani lifter is kol ha'olam kulam min adin. Who's it sound like? Avraham Avinu, right? Yochel ani lifter is kol ha'olam kulam min adin. Shim Ba'yichoy's avoida was the avoida of ki loisi shochach mi pizaroi. We know Yoichoy is the soifei tevis of ki loisi shochach mi pizaroi. Shim Ba'yichoy, whose avoida ki yidu was ki loisi shochach mi pizaroi, to make sure that Torah would never be forgotten, and that in the darkest times there would still be Torah, and to make sure that even the Ben Amoritz would have a shaychus to Torah. And this all comes from this inyan of ki loisi shochach mi pizaroi, which is the avoida of Reb Chiya, that my avoida is I'm making sure that Torah would never be forgotten. When someone and on the level of Klaus or a whole nation that exists on this Haftacha of Kiloisi Shach Bizari, which came from the Tanner of Shimba Yechai, from there you become the Tzadik Yisoid Oilam of Yochlani Lifter as Kol Oilam Kulam in Adin. But Al Kapanim, that's this Indian. There's an Indian of Tzadik Goiz of HaKadosh Baruch Mekayim, the Tzadik has a Koyach. Comes from this Indian, when someone's Mlamed Ben Amar, it's Torah. Why? I am B'Marsha, I am B'Kas Lazar. But that's this Indian, which that could be Zoicha, all the Gzeris, Rois, V'Koshois, should be Bottle, which should be Zoicha, Yeshuas, and the Chomis, from here be Amenu Amen.